Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present our spectacular show of podcast magic and imagination full of Disney wonder, news, and pop culture. It's the Main Street Electrical Podcast with Jen Novotny and David Dollar.
Well, hey, Jen.
Hey, Dan.
It's the Main Street Electrical Podcast.
Ooh.
I like it. Again, lower key. You don't bring that Celine voice to it. You bring more of a Miley Cyrus voice.
It's not nearly as fun.
It's okay, though, because people can hear it. And for them, it's important.
Whatever.
So welcome to the Main Street Electrical Podcast. I am Dave, and this is Jen. And in the studio, or I guess on the line here, on the Zoom, or whatever we're doing here, we're bringing in, of course, our third co-host. That is the lovely Kyla Milberg, part of Upon a Star Travel. Hello, Kyla.
Here I am. Hello. Boop, boop,
boop. So we're having a fun morning this morning because, of course, Facebook is down. And this is probably one of the seven different platforms of which I communicate to both of you. And so, you know, three of the four of those platforms are now taken. Now I'm down to like three platforms and three ways of three.
Oh, no.
We're down to like three conversations now at one time.
Bummer.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Oh.
Right. And so, that's been a little crazy because, of course, what happened with your husband, Brady, his account. It's been a whole nightmare. And then, of course,
it has been a nightmare.
Like, if you don't know that Facebook is down, you're like, oh, did I get hacked? What just happened? Oh my gosh, what's going on?
Literally, and once like all these texts like start like pouring in, and y'all don't typically text me, you message me on Facebook.
Right.
So like, wow.
Well, I had just created a post on my Facebook page, my Disney on a Dollar page. And I was like, and I had pictures up there and I had a whole like, you know, typed out thing. And I was ready to go. And then it hit post, it would post.
No.
And it was like, you're logged out. And I'm like, of course, when you get the you're logged out, panic ensues.
That's a bad thing.
Last week, I actually got an email from Facebook that says somebody's trying to change your password. Is this you? And I'm like, no, it's not. And I, you know, I changed my password. It was all good. It was all fine, which is why I have that two-factor authentication.
Right.
So creepy.
But yeah, I'm like, it was all crazy. It was all
people
weird.
Get two-factor authentication. Period. End of story. Like,
right.
Just do it.
Yes.
Just do
but
it.
But besides that, Jen, how did you Disney this week?
I am currently Disneying by wearing my 50th sweatshirt.
Fun time.
That short sleeve 50th sweatshirt. So that's my big one today.
I like it. Well, I am also in the Disney wear. As we are talking today about food, I am wearing my Disney Eats button up. It's got the stuff all over here.
I noticed that, Dave.
I know. I'm so proud of this. I love it. Stephanie has the matching spirit jersey that has the food on the front and on the bottom and everything. We're totally ridiculously cute together. And so I've got this, which, by the way, if my trainer Blake is listening to the show, which he's not, but if he is, I only had the Mickey bar. All of this food on here, I didn't have during my trip. Just the Mickey bar, like two or three of them. But still, just that.
A bad vacation.
Kyla, how did you Disney this week?
Okay, so I listened to your podcast from
the
last
movie
week,
podcast. Thank you. That's awesome. What about the Disney podcast?
No, the Disney podcast from last week with the Untouchables.
Right.
And
yes, you had some thoughts.
I noticed that you guys completely wiped out Animal Kingdom. Like,
we saved some
exists.
Stuff.
We saved Expedition Everest and Flight of Passage.
Safari
and
Flight of Passage. Everest. Like, that's all that exists of Animal Kingdom.
Is that not
after
is that all that
YouTube.
Exists of Animal Kingdom right now?
I mean
really
in my mind, that's all that exists of it.
That's what I go for.
I mean, the Lion King show.
Right.
Oh, well, okay. And the trails. Like, you can
the
have
trails. The, love the gorilla trails.
Right.
Like,
love the
Nomad. Hello.
Right. Mm-hmm. Conservation Station. You can still take the train to Conservation Station with Kiki's plan.
Did you know there was a train to Conservation Station? Did you even know that?
Yeah, I did it when Bella was like four, and that's the last time.
And now she's 17. That's the problem.
And now she's 10, and she's like, what? What's a conservation station? But she's not into like animals. So.
Right.
We don't do it. And Sophie doesn't even know it exists. So poor Sophie will never go to the conservation station because I can't handle it. And then what was the other thing? Okay. So moving on to Hollywood, you're going to get rid of Disney Junior Dance Party?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, you're not doing it the right way. You have to have a cocktail and down it before you go in there because you forget that you can't bring it in with you. And then you are buzzed with all the kids dancing along to Vampirina. That's the only way we've ever done it. Every single time.
So with copious amounts of alcohol, you too could
just one. Just one.
Oh, just
because
one.
Yeah.
Well, you only have time for one. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you down like, two, you're going to be hammered in that show, which might be even more entertaining. I don't know.
Imagine I'm dancing with Vampirina.
You're like chasing the bubble. You're like, bubble.
Like up on stage with like Lion Guard or whatever it is. Like,
I'm Vampirina. No,
that's the only way we've ever done it. We get a cocktail by like the gate to Animation Courtyard. There's like that little like kiosk
okay,
there.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
sell them like, for parents specifically going into Disney Junior. They know this. If you show your Disney, your Lightning Lane for Disney Junior, they give you like front of the line access to the cocktail. They're like, you need to get in there, go ahead. You know, so I understand it.
So you only have from like that gate entrance to the entrance of Disney Junior to finish your cocktail. And inevitably, it's like getting a margarita at Mexico. You have to finish the margarita before you go on the ride. And nobody remembers that. So you just are like, you know, down the margarita. So those were my takeaways from the podcast, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't get as far as Magic Kingdom yet. So I haven't listened to that part yet.
Oh, listen, just you're going to be straight up on board with my getting rid of things. You're going to be on board with them.
Well,
in MK?
Honestly, let's be honest. Jen doesn't care about any of it except for It's Tough to Be a Bug. That's the one she... Well, that and Tomorrowland Speedway. Get rid of those two. And you know what? It's fine. It's great. It's
no, good. That was the first one. Like, Tomorrowland Speedway, bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See you later.
And Jen was kind of getting rid of Living with the Land, but I protested. I said, no, you can't do that. And Aladdin.
That is incorrect.
And Aladdin, you can't get rid of Aladdin either. For Marcy. Marcy, you have to keep Marcy.
Yeah, News Cruise. I mean, who can get rid of Living with the Land?
No, I love Living with the Land. That's a must do.
Iconic, to use David's word that he used in the last week's podcast.
They have new scenes now in Living with the Land set up for Snow White and Alice and Winnie the Pooh and Little Mermaid, like little scenes of topiaries and things in Living with the Land for the Flowering Garden. It's pretty cool. That's what I was posting about before Facebook went down, and which by the way, Facebook is now back up. So I got a text from our good friend agent Kelly, who texted me to say that Facebook is now back up. So she's flexible like that. To be able to
how come? Maybe for you.
So. Well, I was able to log on my phone. So anyway, let's talk food. Here's what we're going to talk about on food is because we ate a lot on this past trip. And it's like, I don't know how it worked, how it happened. But somehow I found myself sitting down at a table service restaurant at least once a day. And once or twice
Wait,
a day.
Should they?
You know, table service being defined as anytime you go sit down and they take your order at the table, they bring it to you, table service, versus counter service, which is where you just go get it. And for people who don't, you know, quite fully understand the terms, you know, and we have to have reservations mostly for table services. There's a few you can walk up, but very few. And so we're going to kind of give a run through real quick of some of the table services we ate because I want to give some reviews. We ate at least three of them together with the three of us all sitting at the table together. And then there's some that we kind of ate. Kyla and I ate at a Japanese restaurant with our beloved Frank and Stephanie, and which sounds like they're together. And then, you know, we ate at different places. So we'll kind of go through these. First of all, we got there, and we're going to do dinners today. In a future episode, I think I want to do lounges and do some of the lunches. We'll talk about Summer House of the Lake and that kind of thing. But let's talk about just the dinners, because we have so many.
There were a lot.
So the first one we got to was the Yachtsman. That was the first night I got to meet up with you guys. So I met up with you guys at Disney Springs, went to the Yachtsman that night, and had a great time over there. And it was a steakhouse. It's over at Beach Club or Yacht Club? It's Yacht Club. Duh. Yachtsman. Yacht Club. And so... Took me a second. I don't know. And so, first of all, give me your, like, have you guys been to Yachtsman before? Is this something, was this a new trip for Yachtsman, or had you been there before?
I've been there.
Go ahead,
before.
Jen.
Yes, I've been there before.
I have not. That was my first time.
Now, was Yachtsman formerly something else, or am I thinking of Ale and Compass, what used to be Captain's Grill?
You're thinking of Ale and Compass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember. I think Yachtsman one time, maybe 15 years ago. It was a long time ago. I barely remember it. And so this was really kind of a new experience for me, just going to the Yachtsman. Of course, I got steak, because why wouldn't you get steak? Steak was good. We're not going to spend a lot of time on Yachtsman, because in my opinion, really, Yachtsman is, it's a good steakhouse.
It's a solid steakhouse.
There's several steakhouses in the area that are just as good, if not better. But from your all's perspective, you can kind of give the thought on the drinks, you know, the extra stuff that you got. But what, kind of give us your take on the Yachtsman. Worth it?
I did not have steak. I had the red wine braised short ribs, which were delicious. And I would order that again. I had the beef carpaccio for an appetizer, and that was amazing. Frank had a steak, and he thought it was just a steak. Like, it wasn't anything amazing or outstanding. He loves flying fish and the steak there, so I think that will always be his number one. He did love his bisque, though. He said it was, like, maybe the best bisque, lobster bisque, I think he had.
It was lobster bisque, yeah.
And he said that was amazing. So, I mean, I'm going to go back for the short ribs.
The short ribs are fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those. Oh, you had that too, right?
Yeah, I had the short ribs too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we had red wine. So, I mean, red wine's always good. So, I don't really have anything else to say about that.
And like, what were the sides that we got? We got.
Well, I'm trying to pull up the menu because I don't. Usually, I take pictures of the food in the menu because I think the Yachtsman was the one I didn't take a picture of anything. I definitely took pictures of
everything. I think it had like mashed potatoes with the short ribs. We got mac and cheese. There was mac and cheese for a side that Brady and I got.
I do not remember my side. I don't remember. I guess
you and Frank split something. You and Frank. It's good. Yachtsman is a solid.
Brussels sprouts.
It's a solid choice. Yeah. Brussels sprouts. You got Brussels sprouts.
It might have been Brussels sprouts, like pancetta, Brussels sprouts, yep. Which. I mean, I don't remember them, but I guess it was fine.
I did have the filet. I had the New York strip mm-hmm. steak with the loaded baked potato. And I love a good loaded baked potato with the cheese and the sour cream and the chives. Love it. This was a very good, very good steak. I had mashed potatoes instead of the, whatever like vegetable that it had. I swatched it out for mashed potatoes. I felt like they were $27, but they were still very, very good. They also had something called a sauce white, which you could get extra. And you have four little things of sauce: house steak sauce, the béarnaise, the peppercorn, the blue cheese, and the bordelaise. So five sauces.
Yep.
I think Frank and I were really the only ones to indulge in those sauces. I don't even know if you guys got any. Maybe towards the end you were like, oh, there's some sauce left, I'll get some. But beyond that, we were the only ones to get sauces.
Yeah, I don't think we tried.
I didn't need sauce, though.
Because we had, like,
we didn't
had
need sauce
ribs.
On the short ribs.
Well, it was really one of those, I just did it to see what it was like. And it was really good. And you guys also got an appetizer, too, that I indulged in. I don't remember what it was, but it was very good.
The carpaccio?
Maybe carpaccio.
It was carpaccio.
Yeah. This is a great restaurant review. We're like, what'd we get again? I don't really remember. Yeah. Sure, it's good.
Brady and I got salads. Like, I think we got like Caesar salads to start. So.
Yeah, they had the Caesar salads and stuff. And it's probably.
I should have looked back on my pictures of the food. Like, I didn't take pictures of the menu, but I took pictures of the
food. This is the one I didn't take pictures of, was the food. I didn't take pictures of the Yachtsman. And that's unusual because typically I'm like your Instagram creator. I'm like, chick, 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 picture, gotta take whatever. Right. I didn't take any this particular night. I was just hungry. And so I would say probably about. Expect to spend anywhere from $60 to $75 a person if you get a drink. Yeah. You get a platter, a side, and a drink. Mm-hmm. Maybe even close to $80, depending on what drink you get, because some of those drinks can get expensive. I've always wanted to be, like, I don't like bourbon or whiskey, but I've always wanted to be rich enough to be able to order, like, one of those $300 shots of Louis XIV, XIV, whatever, just to say that I did it. I don't know why, just to say.
I saw somebody do it once.
And so, you know, I'd also go on the Disney Wish and order the $5,000 drink, Star Wars drink, too, if I had the cash, but I don't have that kind of cash because Jen won't pay me enough for that.
Oh, God.
Well, Jen, if you will allow the agency to pick that tab up, I will totally document the entire experience.
Yeah, no.
And I would even blog about it. I promise you I'd blog about it.
So, you know what? Book that private jet and your commission will pay for that trip to Skywalker.
And a lot of other things, by the way. That's the private jet that goes around the world for about $100,000 per person, $114,000, something like that. So, you know what? If anybody wants to do that, I will offer a $100 Disney gift card. Straight up. I will send it to you straight up.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Exactly. $100 for up to two people. I will, send you that. I promise you. So, Yachtsman, give it a grade. Let's give it a grade. A, B, C, D. I'm going to give it a B+ for me. It wasn't the best steak, but it was a good steak. I would never tell people to not go there, but it's not one I'm like, oh, gosh, you got to go to the Yachtsman. I'm going to say B+.
I was going to say B-. It was good. I don't know if I need to, like, run back there. Mm-hmm.
Solid B. It's a solid B. I think that it's good, but I think that there are better choices. Like, flying fish for me is straight up A+ every single time. I will get that potato wrapped red snapper all day long. Phenomenal.
I need a redo on the flying fish because I was asleep last time. Yeah, you do. So we need to all go back to the flying fish. So I can get a redo. when I'm awake. It was the night of the 5K in 2023.
And you didn't nap.
No, I didn't nap at all because I was getting content.
I was getting content, Jen.
This is what I was doing. Yeah. I was trying to help the agency out by getting pictures of stuff. So that's it's not
No,
my fault.
I told you to sleep.
Can you find the pictures that you took that day?
He can't.
I mean, well, the problem is there's no way to organize pictures in.
I can't. So, oh my gosh. Nope. Okay. No.
Anyway, so the next night, as a group, we all went to Rose and Crown. Rose and Crown over in the UK Pavilion in Epcot. And I have been there several times, and I like Rose and Crown. It's one of those restaurants where I don't get a lot of things, various things from that restaurant, but I focus in on one thing, and I like that one thing very much, and that's the fish and chips.
Oh, it's so good.
And I got the fish and chips, which to me is basically just a big fried piece of fish and french fries.
It's amazing.
Fish and chips, it's french fries. But they're very good, and I get a big thing of ketchup to go with it, and I just dip my fish and my fries in the ketchup, and I just go to town, which is great eating the night before a 5K, all that fried food, which is phenomenal, right? That was fantastic.
Good choice.
So
fish at that.
We were able to, and obviously, let me just say this up front. Any restaurant review we give you, all experiences will vary. We may say, you know what, it was pretty good, and you may go there and have a phenomenal meal. We may brag about how good the meal is. You may go there and be like, it was okay. So, all you know, your mileage may vary. But I will say for Rose and Crown, they were able to get on extra people. We had a group of five and six, and then we added on a few more people, and they were able to accommodate, which I cannot guarantee that will always happen. Most of the time it can't.
Correct.
But they were able to do that. And so I got to give credo to that, give credit to them for that, for helping to accommodate extra people. They sat us down on one big table, which was absolutely fantastic. We all got to kind of sit together and be together. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time a lot of our team had been together in one setting for this trip. And so I had the fish and chips, and it was just super good. I don't do a lot of drinks, and so I had water with lemon when the lemon was fine, which, if I remember correctly, their lemon was actually really good. It was cut very good. You can get crappy lemon, like really squishy, icky lemon. Their lemons were good. Thoughts on the Rose and Crown? Let's talk about those Rose and Crown.
I mean, I think the fish and chips is super solid there. It's so good. Now, I mean, honestly, the fish and chips booth outside, equally amazing. So,
but then you have to eat on the sidewalk, and that's my problem with it.
Right. I think the servers are so nice at Rose and Crown. It's just a neat, and also I've been to the real Rose and Crown in London now, so extra cool.
Yes, we have. I mean, I could listen to the accent all day long. What else do you want to talk about, Scott? What do we want to talk about? It's the best. Like David said, like there's one thing I get on the menu there. I mean, and it's kind of like a smaller menu anyway, I think, if I remember
there's not
correctly.
A lot
but
of
it
menu.
Does
no,
it
it's,
doesn't
it's
matter
because
I just get the fish and chips every time because it's the best ever outside of the real London. And it's like the fish is like the size of my head, and there's like this huge platter of fries. I pour malt vinegar all over all of them. I love the vibe of the whole pavilion, like inside with the pub. I'm obsessed with the real London anyway. And like Jen said, we've been to the Rose and Crown. So it's just like a great experience. And to be on the lagoon, like if you get a table like a little closer to the lagoon, it's a great experience.
Really pretty.
Yeah, it's an A+. I'm going to get ahead of you, David. It's an A+.
Nice. Nice. So, well, the menu basically is, looking at the menu here, where'd it go here? You have four entrees, your fish and chips, which is the most popular, the bangers and mash, which is English sausage and potatoes, mushrooms, onions, red wine, demi, shepherd's pie, ground beef, vegetables, English peas, mashed potatoes with Irish cheddar, and the savory impossible hot pot, which is vegetables in a plant-based meat casserole. And I think all those dishes were represented at our table, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
I think somebody, like one person got at least one of those things all the way around.
I think we did.
And it was very, very good. Of course, the Scotch egg is also notable for the appetizers. They have the coronation salad and the Scotch egg.
Oh, that is good.
And didn't one of you get the Scotch egg? It's a golden fried, hard-boiled egg.
Somebody did. I didn't because I don't eat it.
I think Frank and I did. I didn't take pictures.
I think you're right.
It was too dark.
Yeah,
it was very dark.
So I would say, I mean, an estimate, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong here, I'd probably say about $40 a person, maybe $45 if you get a drink. Because the fish and chips is $28.
It was
$28 for fish and chips. But beyond that, unless you're just starving, I mean, the desserts are like $8, $10 for the sticky toffee pudding or the gelato. Yep. Throw some water on there or a drink, probably about $45 a person. It's not terrible. It's really not terrible for Disney prices. And it's a lot of food. And you could probably share that food.
We did.
You know, a lot of people did. I ate my whole plate. I got my entire plate because
Brady and I split a fish and chips and we did not even finish it. I mean, it didn't help that we'd been snacking all day.
Right. Well, I think Jamie and I were talking about splitting a plate, and when she ordered, she was like, I'll get the shepherd's pie. And I'm like, guess I'll get the fish and chips all by my lonesome. And I'll be fine with that. And I did. I'm going to give this an A-. It's not perfect. It's good. It's traditional food. I know you gave it A+. Jen, what grade would you give Rose and Crown?
Solid A.
Solid A.
Because only because it's the menu is a little bit more limited. So if you're not into that cuisine, it's going to be harder for you. But I think it's a solid A.
Right. Good call. I think it's, and it's also one that's not hard to get, especially if you jump on dining right as it opens. And usually they have some, you know, available to you and everything. Maybe that 8 o'clock time is harder because the fireworks are going off. But beyond that,
it's harder during fireworks time. The earlier, the better.
Yeah, it's one I would recommend, and it's a safe choice. I think kids will enjoy this too. It's nothing too crazy and too fancy.
Yes.
So
yeah.
The next night was over at Disney Springs, the Raglan Road Irish Pub, and of course. Also fish and chips at this one, which is it's over at Disney Springs. And of course, Kyla loves Disney Springs. We all love Disney Springs.
Disney Springs is fantastic.
I'm looking here on the menu. They've got a ton of dishes, a much bigger menu than the Rose and Crown had. Raglan Road. Hold on. Menu.
I'm trying to think what I ordered. I should have looked at the pictures.
I'm literally thinking, but I was.
David, can you just read the whole menu?
I had the fish and chips. Yes. So it's all to savor. Let's start with the appetizer.
I had the gnocchis. I had the gnocchis at the Scholars.
The gnocchi at the Irish restaurant.
I did.
Was the gnocchi see gnocchi do? The handmade potato gnocchi.
Yeah, but
seared
it was scallops.
Seared Foley's George's Bank scallops and crispy pork belly.
Yes, it was delightful. It was good. I said scallops.
We had the fish and chips. I believe that Stephanie was there for that one. We split a chip.
It was
the famous premium North Atlantic cod fillet, beer battered and served with chips and fresh tartar sauce. You can ask your lovely server for gluten-free options, reading from the menu directly. And it was really good. We split this one because I knew better from the night before. I'm like, we can't split a whole plate. But it was extremely, extremely good. And I think it's a little bit better than Rose and Crown's fish and chips. I mean, I'm not saying Rose and Crown's terrible because we just talked about how good they were, but I think this might be a little bit better. But it's really good. Stephanie had the cappuccino and she really loves her coffee after dinner. Now she's become a coffee girl after dinner, and she loved the coffee. She said the cappuccino was very good. So there was some of that. And I'm trying to think if we got desserts or not. I don't remember. Oh, I did get, however, a Bailey's shake, which they had there. And the Bailey's shake was absolutely delicious. It was basically Bailey's in a chocolate frosty, pretty much. It's like Wendy's frosty with Bailey's in it. I had about four sips, and I looked up, and at one point in time, my wife had most of it, basically. And there was like a little tiny sip at the bottom. And I'm like, you drank my shake. And she was like, well, you weren't drinking it. I'm like, it's been 10 minutes. I mean, really? But it was extremely good. I'm not one who drinks a lot, but I really enjoyed that. And I will credit Kyla as to turning me on to Bailey's many, many years ago at Epcot, where she forced it upon me, peer pressure. She was like, you're going to drink this.
They always have it at the Irish booth.
So,
yes, exactly. Booth.
Yeah. She was like, you're going to drink this. I'm never going to talk to you again. And tempting as it was, I went ahead and drank it. So
it also has a souvenir cup. Yeah, I was saying she always gets the souvenir cup.
I still.
Exactly.
So your thoughts on a Raglan Road, your dishes, your thoughts, your drinks. Give us your take.
I love it.
I always think it's a solid A. They actually have a great brunch on weekends, too, mm-hmm. that people sort of overlook. Brady and I have done that one before. And if you're sitting in the main dining room area, you can see a show. Like, they have the Irish dancers and, like, fiddlers. And now we were in a little side room because there were a lot of us. There were, like, 20 of us. But I think it's super fun. And it's, again, not difficult typically to get a reservation if you do a little planning. So, I mean, even if you're not on at 6 a.m., you can usually get a party of four or whatever.
Yeah, it's.
I think it's always fun, especially for families with the Irish step dancing. Like, I've had families have little girls who are doing Irish step dancing, and I'm like, this is where you need to take that because it's just like such a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
also order the Ducky Duo.
What is the Ducky Duo?
What?
That was the appetizer Frank and I got because I had, like, ate all day, so I didn't get an entree there. But it's like a little tin with like eight forks, and there's like a little mini fried sausage on the top of each.
That's what that
did
was.
Give you the
really
sauce.
Good. Yes,
those
it's a
really
Dalkey mustard beer battered Cheshire Heritage pork sausage. That's sausage with literally seven adjectives. Dalkey mustard beer battered Cheshire Heritage pork sausages, Dalkey mustard mayonnaise, and buffalo applesauce. And yes, that was extremely good because you guys had kind of nibbled all day, so you didn't get a ton. And which I knew when that was laid down there, I was like, I'm going to get some of that at some point in this meal. And I was right because Frank
so
was like,
good.
Y'all should try this. This is really good because we can't eat all. So it was very, very good. I'm trying to think if we got an appetizer. I think we got an appetizer too, but I can't remember what it was. Because they've got corn fritters, the Sure I'm Fritter, the Irish Eggs, the Fish Convention, the Kiss Before Shrimp. They've got these clever names, of course. The Cider House Belly, the Pull the Boxty.
Yeah. Oh, we got cake. That.
The cider.
Which one? The Cider House Belly?
That's what we got.
The cider glazed spiced pork belly with pickled red cabbage slaw, butternut squash, and maple puree.
That's the pork belly, I think, that was on my gnocchi, which was, again, it was
so good.
It was so good.
I'm disturbed, though, because I feel like I don't have any pictures of these. How did I get pictures of all these?
I have pictures of ours.
I feel terrible. I feel like I'm terrible. I'm a terrible travel agent, and you should just fire me. What in the world?
You can have my picture and then not put it into your Disney food album.
I mean, don't get lost. Well, thankfully, Google Photos, you can scroll through the days. So thankfully, it's close enough that I remember what days were what, and so that's helping me.
You could make an album.
I don't know what that means. So I'm not a musician. I'm not doing recording an album. Oh, my God. So let's move over. Okay, so your Raglan Road grade. I'm gonna give it an A. I gave Rose and Crown an A minus. I'm gonna give this a solid A. Jen,
I'm still at an A.
An A, Kyla.
Yeah, I'm gonna do an A. I'll do an A.
Very good. Which would you, if you had the chance, and neither one was inconvenient to do, which would you rather do, Rose and Crown or Raglan Road? Because I probably would go Raglan Road.
Yeah, I think
I love
so.
The entertainment. Probably. And you're right. The entertainment is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
No.
Yeah, because of the entertainment.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of British jig dancers.
And it's larger. Like, there's more capacity.
And there is outside seating too on a patio.
There is.
So you can see the business of Disney Springs as well. It was raining that night, so nobody was getting in.
So we were not.
They accommodated us pretty well because we had a large group.
They did great.
And we were all crammed in the lobby trying to stay out of the rain, and they were very, very helpful to us. And so shout out to the cast members there. I don't remember.
They
their
did
names,
a wonderful
shout out
job.
To all of them.
I gave them a cast compliment.
Good.
Good job.
They definitely took care of us. Saturday night, we all went to Mama Melrose, and this was the team event where after the whole running around doing thing, where you know we got exiled to Animal Kingdom, and we're still able to come in second. Kyla, how did you enjoy Saturday's event, by the way? We haven't talked to you about Saturday because last week it was just us. Saturday's event, how did you enjoy the amazing race upon a star scavenger hunt thingy that we're calling it?
I had a fantastic time. I thought it was so much fun. I mean, we took the road less traveled and went at a slower pace than the rest of the teams, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But I was on a team with Bridget and Michelle, who I have not spent a ton of time with before. Mm-hmm. So that was fabulous. And we also won for most accessorized. So, I mean...
Their accessories were on point.
You were Snow White's angels or Snow Angels or
Sweethearts.
Sweethearts.
Snow White Sweethearts. And I convinced them all to buy Apple, like the fruit purses on Amazon.
Okay.
I convinced them to get Apple purses on Amazon.
It's great.
And Alexa bedazzled Snow White shirts for us, and Bridget
they
made
were amazing.
Us sweatshirts, and we had like scrunchies and nail decals and like all the things. So I thought it was a fantastic day. I thought it was a great event. I thought it was great team building. Mm-hmm. I think it really built up the camaraderie for those that were there and, you know, new agents meeting other agents they haven't met before and being on teams with new people and stuff. So I thought it was a lot of fun. Good. I'd do it again.
Good. So, Jen, we're going to do this in Pittsburgh. You're going to have us going all over the city doing...
I don't know that you guys know Pittsburgh. Listen, I can't even navigate...
What a way to learn it.
Pittsburgh. So. I mean, like, I have to, like, rely on Brady. I'm like, wait, because I can get from my house to wherever in the city, but whenever I need to get from one part to the other, I'm like... Is that
it's like
that.
Boston. It's all one way roads.
It's all
there's no like grid.
Yeah.
No, everyone like there's no go around the block. Like if you miss a turn. That doesn't exist.
You end up like four blocks down the road in the opposite direction. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like how am I?
Downtown Birmingham has a lot of that where it's just like a series of one-way streets that I'm not convinced have roads that go the other way because you'll be on one block and you're like, I need to be right there, but I can't because I can't turn on this road and I have to go down here. And look. It's I hate downtown.
And then by the time your GPS catches up.
Right. Rerouting. And eventually my GPS is like, just go home. This is not worth it. Just go home.
But then I'm like, how do I get home? I don't know where I am.
You will be a vagrant. There's a homeless shelter nearby. You'll sleep there. Mama Melrose.
That escalated quickly. I mean, what? Now we're homeless?
So Saturday night, after all the team event thingies happened, we had our team celebration at Mama Melrose. And I have been to Mama Melrose three previous times. All three times, I was like, it's pretty good. It's okay. It's not my favorite. So this time, we all went as a team. And I wasn't going to be like, I don't want to go there. Let's go to Wine Bar George instead. No, I was ready to go. Let's go with the team. Yeah. So Mama Melrose, have you guys been before? I'm assuming both of you have been before, especially with kids.
Yeah.
Because Kyle, I think you said your kids loved it.
Yep. Yep, they love it there. It's basic, good Italian food. Give Sophie spaghetti and meatballs any day.
So, this was originally... This was originally going to be a Muppets restaurant where you're going to have different animatronics and Muppets in there, including some sort of system where Rizzo would bring out drinks to you on a little conveyor belt or whatever.
That would have been so cool.
That would have been great, but of course that never happened. But Mama Melrose, it's an Italian restaurant with lots of pasta and spaghetti and things like that, pizzas and such. I got the shrimp campanelli, which is the sauteed shrimp and pasta in a four cheese sauce with cauliflower, tomatoes, spinach, and sweet onions. And I thought it was absolutely delicious. It was really, really, this is the best Mama Melrose meal I've ever had. It was very good. I got the crispy calamari to begin with, which I don't like spicy food. So they brought a little spicy dish out there, and I shared it with Jamie. And Jamie had tried a little, and she was like, it's not spicy at all. To me, it was spicy. But I was able to get like some ranch or some other little dipping sauce, and it was delicious. So the calamari was fantastic. The campanelli was fantastic, and it was really, really good. So talk about your food, your enjoyment of the restaurant.
I had spaghetti and meatballs. I had spaghetti and meatballs. And it was good. It's like, I like the sauce there. And I'm picky about sauce, okay? Because there's a place in Disney Springs I won't eat. I can never remember what it's called because I don't eat there. Terralina. Mm. I don't like the sauce. It's too
sweet. Not good. It's
not good sauce.
At Terralina, not Mama Melrose. People.
No, Mama Melrose is good sauce.
Yeah, it is good. I think it's good.
Yeah. So there was that. Let me see what else our table had.
The meatballs are a little dry.
Okay, a little dry. But it's theme park. It's fine. What was the oh my gosh, caprese? We had a caprese salad, really good. There was the calamari.
Yep.
Really good.
Alexa had the steak and pasta dish.
The fettuccine. Right? Second fettuccine.
Yeah, I think. Which is funny because she loved the pasta and Frank got that dish the month before and he loved the steak, so I guess it's good.
Yeah. So between the two, it's good reviews. And then I will say though, for dessert, because we had two birthdays,
we had
Mickey celebration cakes,
which is cool because I've never had one, and I've seen them before brought out to other tables, but I've never had. They're about 35 or 40 bucks, and they're basically a Mickey dome cake with
dome cake with ears. Chocolate ears.
Now there were two different ones because our table, because I sat with a birthday girl and y'all sat over there behind us at a different table, and so we had the dark chocolate, which I thought was a little dry. It was not as good. You guys had maybe the milk chocolate.
They only had one milk chocolate left.
It was extremely good. Your cake was very good.
See, and I preferred the dark chocolate.
See, ours was just, it wasn't that great. It was okay.
I preferred the dark chocolate cake, but I think it just depends on what you like in cake.
I'm a milk chocolate guy. Stephanie's a dark chocolate girl. So that makes sense.
Now, they also had a white chocolate, but as I looked at Michelle, she's like, that's an abomination. I was like, we will not be getting white chocolate.
I love white chocolate.
I do. I too.
I think I'm in the minority though with that.
I think you are.
Yeah. So any drinks that stand out from that night? Because I know we all had a round of drinks and stuff too. I had a pina colada. I did. I finally gave in. And I was like, you know what? I want a fruity drink. And I had a pina colada with my pasta. And it was freaking delicious.
I feel like that's an interesting combination.
Kylie, your judgy eyes.
Interesting combination. And I totally yelled at him. Yeah. Because I was like, who gets a pina colada?
I thought you'd be proud of me. You're like, I thought you'd be proud of me.
With pasta.
I thought you'd be proud of me.
It's just like the pineapple with...
I did. Like, oh, you got a drink. Good for you. I thought you'd be proud.
I mean, I am proud of you, but we have to talk about options with what you're eating. Pairings. Yeah, that's a good word for it. Yeah. We had a carafe. We had a carafe of sangria at our table.
Nice. I mean, everybody got drinks around the table. The pina colada was delicious. I had most of it drunk before the dish even got there because I love fruity drinks and I love smoothie drinks and stuff. And that's how you get me to drink alcohol. You put it in a smoothie of sorts, I'm all in. Bailey's, pina colada, I'm in. It's great. It's delicious.
It's so filling though.
It is very good.
Yeah, it was good though. It was good. And I ate all the shrimp. It was great. You know, I only had one piece of the dark chocolate, but it was good. So that was Mama Melrose. I'm going to give this to probably I'm going to say an A. I'm going to give it an A because it was the most enjoyable Mama Melrose experience I've had in terms of the food. The service has always been good and the atmosphere
Honestly,
I can't tell you any bad service I've had across the board. We haven't talked about service a lot, but there's nothing that I'm like, oh, this is not good service. It's great service. And so, I'm going to give it an A. For you guys?
I'll do a B plus because a little bit dry on the meatballs.
I will go A minus. because okay. I think it is a really good, solid restaurant in Hollywood Studios. Aside from Brown Derby, that's the one I eat at Hollywood Studios. I'll do Brown Derby or Mama Melrose, typically. So I, and again, picky about sauce, and I think that they have good sauce. And I think their pizza is really good, although I did not get it this time, but
so then Sunday, of course, Jen had departed the team. We all hung out on Sunday. We went to Nomad Lounge and did a few things. We'll talk about that, like I said, in a different episode. But Jen flew to the wind. She and Brady flew home. And so that left Stephanie and myself, Kyla and Frank. And we had dinner reservations at Shikisai. And excuse me if I'm saying this wrong, because I'm not sure. I'm going to say Shikisai is a sushi izakaya. Now, my dear wife, Steph, is not a sushi fan. She does not like sushi. So she was kind of going back and forth as to whether she should eat something beforehand going in and maybe not just have a lot of, you know, not a lot of, don't have to eat a lot of food. She's not very hungry going to dinner, but she was like, you know what? I looked at the menu. I'll find something. I'll nibble somewhere if I have to, or I'll just eat something else.
It's very flexible attitude.
Very flexible. I mean, just, you know, I mean, she doesn't really cause a ton of trouble. So it's all. So we went to dinner, and honestly, I didn't know what this restaurant was either. I'd never been here. I knew the restaurant existed, but I didn't know a lot about it. And so we went in there, and I will tell you, this is one of the best meals I have ever had at Disney. This meal was fantastic. I give the credit to Kyla.
So good.
First of all, she got us by the window.
This is the new one, right?
New one. Brand new one. Yeah. We were by the window. Our dinner reservations were at 8:40, so the fireworks were going off at 9 o'clock. So that was fantastic. They pumped the music in for the fireworks. It is really – I'm looking for the dinner menu here. It is a really,
confusing.
Really good, really, really.
It was confusing. Is that what you were going to say?
No, well,
the menu was confusing.
The menu was very confusing because it's, if you've ever been to a Chinese Japanese restaurant locally where they look like they've taken pictures, they've just cut out of a printed page and stuck it on there, it kind of looked like some of that. The photo quality on the menu was not that great. So it was kind of hard to look and go, you know, I don't really know what I'm looking at here. I think I know. The menu was extremely confusing as to what went with what. And there'd be pictures of one thing on this page and actually the description of on the next page. And you kind of had to do a little piecemeal. Like, I think this on page 2 actually goes to that on page 8, but I'm not really sure. But they have a lot more than sushi. I ended up getting a steak, and like the menu online is actually really confusing because they had a ton of sushi, obviously, but they had from the grill, and I got the beef omaudu, I think. Was that what I got? I just don't remember what I got. But it was a beef dish, and it was really, really good. And off to the side, for like $7, you can get a skewer of shrimp or chicken, or for $8, a skewer of beef. And I got beef, and really, it's all it was. It was a skewer with some beef on it. That's all it was. Just on a plate, they were like, here's some beef on a stick. And it was really good. Now, Kyla, you and Stephanie, I think, got this kind of the same thing. You got this bowl that was heated, like this hot bowl of stuff. And you can probably describe, she has a great description of it, but she's at work. So tell me a little bit about your meal on a Shikisai.
You know what the bowl reminded me of was a molcajete, which is like the Mexican bowls that they use to make guacamole in. So they usually have like three little stands on the bottom. So that's what the bowl reminded me of. And it was super warm. And in it was like the layers of rice with herbs, I think, and then I had chicken in mine, and then how she prepared it, and there was like a whole presentation like her coming to the table in the first place and like presenting a plate of like wet naps, basically, or whatever you call them, to like wash your hands, and she like stood there while we did it, and she like introduced herself, and there was like this whole like little presentation to start with, which I thought was just like really interesting because you don't get that.
It was like
Disney.
50s prime time in Japan, basically. It's like, so wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Oh, okay. Now. Okay. Got it. And then when she presented the meal that Stephanie and I ordered, it was a whole other like little presentation. Like she poured, I think it was like some sort of sauce on it. And then she used these big wooden spoons that were like flat to like mix it up. And then served it in front of us. And it was like, it was excellent. Like, I just like, and then you serve yourself into another little bowl. So it's like a whole thing.
And Stephanie's point too was that the bowl itself is hot. And so it's still cooking the stuff on the bottom of the bowls. Once you get to it, she's like, it's crispy. And she said, it's so good because the flavors are still there. And it's like, it's bringing out new flavors as you're getting down into the bowl. New things are coming to the dish. And she was like, it was really well done. And so, it's, I hate to say surprising because I didn't know what to expect, But I was a little surprised about how much I enjoyed this meal. And Stephanie was shocked about how much she enjoyed this meal. Like, she wants to go back. Like, she's wow. like, I will go back to this restaurant because it was so good. You also had the rock shrimp tempura, Kyla. Is that
shrimp
correct?
Tempura yeah. roll. That's my favorite. That's my go-to wherever I go. And
I do like
excellent.
A shrimp tempura roll. Mm-hmm.
So good. I and like it was like a hearty portion. I forget what Frank this is not a good food podcast because I forget everything. Whatever he had, though, he thought it was great because he said he would go back. And mm-hmm. I think, like you said, David, with them piping in the music for the show and then getting that window seat, which we requested, it's not right. always guaranteed, but you can sure. request yep. when you check in. And they gave us that window seat and you can watch the whole show and you're elevated. So you had like
the
Torrey Gate. Right?
Torrey Gate, like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have the Torrey Gate and then the show behind it. I would have liked them to dim the lights slightly because, you know, you're in this restaurant that's yeah. like lit up and you're watching right. the show. But it was a fantastic experience. Like, I was really impressed and I loved all like the little presentations because you just felt like you were getting like a little bit immersed in the culture too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool.
It was really good. And this is a restaurant that I'm wondering if the word sushi or if people know it's a sushi restaurant will kind of dissuade them from going because they're like, I don't want sushi, so I'm not going to go. Because I feel like there was a lot of space left in that restaurant. Like, I feel like we could have walked up and got a reservation fairly easily. Yeah. So I don't know how popular this restaurant is, but I would definitely recommend people trying this, even if you don't like sushi. Again, my wife does not like sushi at all. She has no inclination towards raw fish, but it was good. I had the sushi, the scallops, which were really good. And it was basically like just two big slimy pieces of fish on top of the rice. And it was delicious. And mm-hmm. so the food all around was really, really, really good. They brought us an anniversary. Several of these, they brought Steph and I anniversary little cake or whatever. That was delicious.
Right. That was delicious.
That was really good. We had some of that like an anniversary. It was like a matcha ice cream of some sort.
And
so it was very good. And I was like, need to bring four spoons.
We all dug into that.
Yeah, I was like, please, let's all eat this together.
Sounds good.
Because in most of these restaurants, like, we're all so full, we don't get dessert. And that's what happens. Mm-hmm. That's what happened all the way around is there wasn't a lot of dessert because we were all just full. I think Steph and I may have shared a dessert here or there, but it was absolutely delicious. So I'm going to give this an A+. This is my first A+ of the whole show, and this is an A+ for me. It was absolutely fantastic. So we'll knock out two of these real quick because I went to the Brown Derby on Monday night with our dear friend Susan.
I love Brown Derby.
We got to hang out with Susan during the day, and then, of course, she went this way, and we went that way, and then we were going to Hollywood Studios, and she messaged, and she was like, are you guys coming to Hollywood? And I said, yes, and she the sweetest little message, well, if you want a third wheel, let me know. If not, that's okay, you know. I'm like, you're welcome to hang out with us, and so she ended up getting a reservation at Brown Derby, and I think the husbands can speak to this because I think the wives do this. Mm. Whenever, for Stephanie, whenever I ask her if she wants to do something, sometimes she'll give me the hem or the haw. She's like, well, maybe, I don't know. It sounds good. Whatever. But sometimes the reaction is so quick, she doesn't have time to stop it. And in that reaction, I know exactly what she wants to do. So I said, you know, do you want to go to the Brown Derby? Thinking she would say, like, it's a little pricey or whatever. She immediately went, ooh, I love Brown Derby. So immediately I'm like, I guess we're doing Brown Derby. And she goes, and then, of course, she went, well, we don't have to. I'm like, no, we kind of do now. We have to do Brown Derby. So we went to the Brown Derby. Now, bringing this up because you guys have been to Brown Derby before.
Yeah.
Again, I've been there a couple of times, and the meals were pretty good. For the price, I'm like, eh. This was probably, again, one of the better meals I've had at the Brown Derby. It was absolutely delicious. We shared a steak, and we shared a dessert, and we had a really, really good time. The atmosphere there in Hollywood, it was really busy that night because it was leading into the after-hours event, which was happening like an hour or two later. So everybody was kind of at Hollywood doing their thing before they left. Your experiences at Brown Derby, you guys have had similar great experiences as well.
Oh, so I love Brown Derby.
I love it. It's one of the best
it's
there.
It's so good. It's so good.
Cobb salad with a wine slice.
Yeah. That's what Stephanie said. She said, we have to get the Cobb salad. She's like, I can't get Cobb salad anywhere else.
Grapefruit cake for dessert. Like, that's a must.
I'm a big fan of grapefruit.
The grapefruit cake martini.
Oh, that's one too. I'm telling you what, the grapefruit, that is a signature item, the grapefruit cake, not the martini. Although, I mean, I guess kind of both. It's inspired by the cake.
Which was served at the OG Brown Derby in the real LA.
Correct. In the real, real Hollywood. So I think it's so delicious. And we love it for lunch too.
Yeah, lunchtime is good too. I've not been for lunch. I think you guys went to lunch not too long ago and invited me.
Yes, we have, David.
But I was like, fifth wheel. I probably shouldn't go this time, so I didn't go. But no, the lunch menu was good. The dinner menu was fantastic. And I'm trying to remember exactly what we had. Stephanie got the Cobb salad. And it was a lesson to me on Cobb salads because I got a Cobb salad there many years ago and expected other places to have the same kind of Cobb salad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
no.
When I ordered Cobb salad somewhere else, like Panera or something, I'm like, this is not a Cobb salad. And of course, Stephanie's like, it's the ingredients. It does not necessarily the presentation. I'm like, oh, that's stupid. I'm like, but Mr. Panera guy, can you cut this up for me? So, no, it doesn't work that way. But the Cobb salad is very, very good. We split some of that and just had a really good time. And the atmosphere is so festive and so cool. And with the pictures on the wall, of course, I'm older. And so, like, I could recognize a lot of the pictures on the wall, the mm-hmm. actors from the 40s and 50s. So it's a great place. I mean, give it an A. Give it a straight up A on this time around. And our final meal, and I'll run through this real quick. Steph and I had anniversary dinner at Topolino's. Riviera again, and you guys heard the story where I was trying to get Cinderella's Royal Table for breakfast because that was our first meal together as a married couple in 2004, February 29th, 2004. We had Royal Table, and I'm like, well, I'll try to get that again. And I told her I wasn't able to get a meal, and she was very disappointed because I had not gotten Topolino's. And I'm like, well, I guess I will get Topolino's for dinner, and we did. And thank you to Bridget, one of our agents, who helped me out getting that for us. And we showed up and got the meal, and the meal was absolutely delicious. It was fantastic food.
I think that is one of the best meals on property currently.
Yeah, it really is, and it's hard to get to. This is it's not an easy one. People know about this. The breakfast, I think, is one of the it might be my favorite breakfast on property.
That's pretty good.
At least I know it's my favorite character meal, and it's my. One of my favorite dinners. It's so good. It's pricey. We spent about $200 for the two of us, and we each got an entree. We split an appetizer. We both had a drink. Mm-hmm. You know, we had an anniversary. It was great. So we're not complaining about it, but it is a little pricey. Don't walk in there with your $20 bill and a couple of ones expecting to have a meal. You're not going to do that. But it's
so
really
good.
Really good food.
It is so good.
And Kyla, do you remember when you ate there last? Did you? Was the last time you were there when we were all there as a foursome? When you two, with me, you, Meredith, and Stephanie, or...
Yeah, and then Jen and Brady were, like, across the restaurant.
With his family.
And the meal took 3 hours, which was insane.
That was a bit excessive. Like, I get antsy when I'm, like, ready to go, and that was a bit excessive. But he did tell us that's, like, the number one fine dining dinner on property right now, right?
It is.
Yeah. It was, mm-hmm. I mean, it was excellent. They had some sort of like soup at the time, which I thought was amazing. I think I had short ribs. I don't remember. It was Epcot 40, right?
I always get the sole meuniere. Oh my gosh, the sole meuniere.
It was a great meal. Like it was fantastic. I haven't been back since, except for breakfast, which we know how I feel about characters, but it's a great breakfast.
Right. Well, we have definitely more time to dive into menus and stuff if you guys reach out to us. If you're curious about dining or your reservations when you book with us, we were happy to help you with your dining. If you're like, I want to know about Riviera, what'd you guys have? Or I want to know about Brown Derby. Kyla, what did you have last time you went? Or tell me about the drinks. I want to get hammered before I go into Disney Junior. What can I do? We are here to help.
You're going into Disney Junior?
So,
at least you guys didn't wipe out Hollywood.
That's true.
No, most of it's great. It just a couple... Just a couple notes.
That was the activity. That's what makes it difficult is picking out which ones to get rid of. And, you know, we struggle with it's tough to be a bug. So what do you do? I don't know. And so real quick before we end the show here, top three restaurants that you ate at this time around, Jen. Just rank them 1, 2, 3.
This time?
This time around. This past trip. We went over 5 or 6.
Specifically this time.
Yeah. Although I guess you only had 4.
I mean, I only had like 4. So
what was your favorite? What was your favorite out of all of them that you ate? Your favorite meal?
My favorite meal was probably, I'm going to go with Mama Melrose because it was fun.
Kyla, what was your favorite meal?
I really enjoyed the sushi restaurant.
I did too. That was my favorite.
Yeah. That was a great experience.
I would say that one. And then I love Raglan Road. And Topolino is probably my 3 favorites out of all of them, which of course leaves out Mama Melrose and leaves out, you know, Rose and Crown and Yachtsman, which are great too. But good times. So
we all have a favorite child. It's fine.
We do. Well,
I mean, we don't. We don't have
that. Well, no, it's parks. People ask me, what is your favorite park? And I tell them simply, it's like your children. On different days, you have different favorites. on a Tuesday, this one might be your favorite, but Thursday, that one might be your favorite. And I would say that most parents are probably like that. I love my children equally, but I have a favorite from time to time, depending on the context of what's going on. And so, you know, it's like Jen, her favorite agents, which are right here, you know, but she loves all of us equally, but you know, we're her favorite. Anyway, and so, Kyla, where can we find you on the worldwide interwebs for people to call you up and be like, Kyla, tell me about all the fabulous drinks and meals that you've eaten?
You can find me at Kyla Milberg, travel agent at Upon a Star on Facebook. And you can find me at Disney Geek 27 on Instagram and Threads when they are all working.
Yes. And actually, apparently they're working. I'm going to go in and change all my passwords now, by the way. I have to change everything just in case. But yeah, they are working.
We're
going
to have to sign into everything again.
Yes. Yes. You'll need to change the passwords for all the Upon a Star stuff too, which by the way, Upon a Star Travel, Instagram, Threads, Facebook, all that stuff. That's where you can find all the great travel news. And we all pitch in. There's a whole bunch of agents all pitching in different pictures and reviews and things like that. And so, you know, we're definitely love that you come follow us. Jen, where can we find you on the line?
You can find me at Upon a Star Jen, or my personal Instagram is at Jen_Novotny.
Perfect. Find me on Facebook at Magic on a Dollar and Disney on a Dollar, which, by the way, in a couple of days, we are starting our 11th annual Movie Madness Tournament. So your favorite Disney movies, there's a lot of movies out there. So we're going to kind of shorten it up a little bit and kind of cram it together and make it happen. I think Tangled is the champion from last year, I think. Beauty and the Beast, people are railing against Beauty and the Beast, even though Beauty hasn't won in like 5 years. So we'll see what happens, but you can go and vote for your favorite Disney film of all time. Find me on Instagram as well at The Magic on a Dollar. And thank you guys so much for joining us. Kyla, thank you for joining us on the show here. This is, it's always lovely to
have you. Thank you. It's always so fun. Thank you.
And Jen, of course, best co-host in the podcasting industry. And I am Dave, and this is the Main Street Electrical Podcast. Don't forget to take those Phoenicians out for dinner.
Thank you for listening to the Main Street Electrical Podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The MSE Podcast, or visit our website at themsepodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, and may all your wishes come true.